and she's going to work like crazy. Wait till you meet her. And I went up to a studio in L.A., and we wrote till 6:30 in the morning the first night. And, you know, somebody's been in it as long as me, the work ethic is one of the main things that turns me on. It's one of the main things that I respect when I see somebody who doesn't phone it in or isn't created in the laboratory of our recording studios. Because we can almost make anybody sing in tune and in time. And when you hear the real thing, like that we were this close and she was singing me melodies and she knew my songs. And I said, wow, she's the real deal. Now let's get to work and see what happens. 3 months later, her album came out, and she was the biggest thing in the world.
Mm, it's amazing.
I think if you work with her first, you just kind of love her, and and I was really happy about her success.
Cause everyone says the same thing. I have to say, the symphony orchestra tour. Where did the symphony orchestra thing come from?
That was actually our promoters, Danny and Scott Engelbert's son, who. They knew I was here a year and a half ago, and by April, it'll be close to 2 years, but they just felt like, because of the body of music, and including the one you just played, The Prayer, I love doing classical selections. You know, I got invited to sing with Pavarotti 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was longer than 10 years ago. I always think everything's 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I was born 10 years ago. and that was a life-altering experience for me. And I started studying classical music, and then I did Nessun Dorma every night in my show. I still do it every night, and I dedicate it to Pavarotti. And he was so gracious and generous that I went back to the States and started studying, and I found this amazing body of music for a tenor, like a dream come true music selection. And it fit in the middle of my show. You know, in 20 hits, if you do Nessun Dorma in the middle, it'll still show every night. They might not, people might not know what it is. They'll just call it that Italian thing, or they call it that Pavarotti song. But it's Puccini's masterpiece. And now I can do The Prayer, you know, Foster's song, and it just floors people.
Magnificent. Listen to the voice. Listen to the voice. Comment which I was going to make. He said a lot of people wouldn't know that. That is extraordinary. The Michael Bolton that you don't know. The album's called Gems, the Duets Collection. This man is here next year.
Looking forward to it.
What can one say? I said it was royalty, didn't I?
Oh, it's very kind of you.
Not at all.
It's nice to hear. You know, I don't hear these arias. I mean, I perform them, but you know, in the context of being at the station here. You know, I think, you know, it's going to be Soul Provider, it's Time, Love, and Tenderness, How Can We Be Lovers, How Am I Supposed to Live Without You, When a Man Loves a Woman. This is the new, through the airports and they sing When a Man Loves a Woman to me.
It's beautiful.
And that's the body of work I'm mostly known for, but now these are now staples
in
my
dimension.
Show.
You've given us so much pleasure, Michael, and it's a privilege to have you here again.
Thank you. We'll
catch up with you next year.
Thank you, and thanks for all
Michael
the support through the
Bolton.
Years.
We'll give you all the tour dates, but an extraordinary artist, 8:30.